Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for following and coming with me again. I am so happy, so thrilled to get to do this again. My love to you. I just wonder who's following us. There's always someone following us. Thank you again for all your love and your care of me. And trying to get some work done here today on PRQ, because we usually do Inspired with Q. We go 3 hours and everything. Anyway, my goal today is just to remind everybody that, hang on a second. Forgive me, I lost my time there. The goal today is to give some thanks to our Australian lawyer. Gosh, what an experience that was. She's so amazing. And I didn't expect to have those emotions for her. Thank you, Casey and the Sunshine Band, this week. I will be taking calls today. And just wanted to let you know there's advances as well. I'll probably do them at the end of the show. But one of the questions for me was this week when I worked with everybody, how much of me are you getting through these shows? And it's a really great question, because I don't get to hear me. I would never listen to me. I don't believe a word I say, as you can tell. And what I start studying is why we're different than you, and or positive or negative is up to you. You're the creators and we're the time travelers. And, you know, we've done this on forthepeople.space. Thank you so much, Sasha. I'm sorry I missed getting through to you today, this week. What we realized how much of me is coming through is usually deharmonized through the multiple transmissions. So it's not on the radio side. It's on the replay side. So when you download information and you pull information on your computers, your iPhones, your smartphones, the harmonics, the reason they're deharmonizing me is because you're going to get more light when I speak. You're going to get more knowledge when I speak. And the mermaid is passively participating today too. So when you feel us in person, we're completely different, and or we can help you through the advancement and or enlightenment process. And that's why I'm referring as many people as I can to Lucina Cola Evans, because she seems to do a little better on these machines than maybe us, or her delivery is a little more patient. And then I'm obviously doing a radio show, so I want to get more of the mind energy through to you, because there's more mind energy listening to me. But that's not really the crux of the topic here. Is what we realized in that, because we're out of time, and we're what you're calling us as time travelers, we're not aware of many of the things that you're going through. And so we have to learn, we have to participate in a way that is appreciative to our lives here too. So as an example, the aliens that control the world, they know that we can control the outcome of many, many, many things because of our participation. So just participating in your lives, they know that we're going to be able to create more opportunities, time and space for the outcomes that you want, because you're the powerhouse here, and we're the time trip. that was incredible timing, wasn't it? What kind of pterodactyl is that?
That's a crow, I think.
That's a crow. All right. Anyway, what the separation, the delta between that information is really incredible. That as we go through the ascension cycle here, a lot of people don't recognize us. Then we interact with them, and we have so much fun. We're interacting with them, and but they can't feel information yet. And so, and they get on timelines and timelines and timelines, and they tell us what we are, where we are, and how we are. We'd laugh our asses off so much. They don't recognize us. And so as what you're going through as light beings is you're changing time as well. And so as you change that, there's no way that's a crow.
No,
what not, is that thing?
I thought I'm not meant to say, because I might be a bit, it's not being a good spy.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, there is rumors that there's
a tropical Costa Rican bird.
Rumor has it there's death threats on both of the light beings because we're changing time. Anyway, when we start to expand, we're able to change time and space continuums. And that's why, let's say, real estate agents are really good at controlling time. They want you on a timeline. They use their mind. They do not care about you. They don't. No one really cares about you if you're in real estate. And that's why I'm so adamant about homesteading and land patenting. And so I'll tell you a story on that note here in a minute. I will take calls at the end of the show here. Thank you for calling in. I need you. I need you. Keep your subscriptions, prescriptions going. let's see, when you get killed so many times here, for me, I got to learn so much about what the alien agenda was. Walt Disney was probably my greatest joy, fear to see how the alien agenda works with our food supply. And what the aliens have learned and then program humans, most of the aliens you're going to see now are all going to do their best to stay as humans. And they because they want to keep up with you because you're all now changing time and delineation of realities and communications with yourselves. So the more you can stop thinking now, you're going to change time continuums. And they're going to try and keep, so at the end of the ascension cycle, they're going to try and keep up with us. And they have to do it in the most powerful way they can, and that would be a mammal, in which you are.
What's that got to do with Walt Disney?
I'm so glad you asked. Well, Walt Disney was an extremely good mind control expert. And so when they would rape and torture the children, Walt wasn't really involved in it, but he had many people work. Well, they want the luge out of the control system. They want to keep the control system. They want to keep time. And so the way they would do it is they would go after, they would kill people who were getting too advanced. So as an example, they're using the land. They went around the land patenting process, and the Disney family would start buying farms. And they understood that if you lived on an energetic center and you loved that land, and then you grew your own food with natural spring water, you were going to get more awakened. You were going to get smarter. You're going to get really savvy. And what that would do is that would get other people savvy. And that's the enlightening process and the expansion of humanity. So when I come and I live on my land and I have natural spring water and my food supply comes from natural energetics, I become more energetics, and I go shake the hand of my neighbor, and they become more energetic. Well, the reason that the Disney's captured that, whenever you got too advanced, they usually killed you. So not the Disney family specifically, but the whole tribe, that they're a literal clubhouse. So that's why they were able to enhance local government and or community established, let's say, parcel systems in land management. So your county governments, you can blame on some of the aliens that control the Disney family, as an example. So that's how you have escalation of values, money, that your money system is all alien agenda. All your Bibles is alien agenda. So the way they work it is to get you on timelines. They don't really care about controlling money or assets. They care that you don't excel at creating the future for yourself from your heart. So anyway, let's answer the question as the PRQ team has given me. How much of me is actually in me that's talking right now? It's always me, you guys. It's always me, and I love you, and I love you, and I love you, and I love you. And I can't wait to hear who's going to call in. What is separation from an experience, and what is it? How does it work? Is one of the topics that was given to me this week. And if I am this individual and or have more light is what I'm claiming, because we don't have the restrictions of DNA, what would you do to help humanity here? Well, you wouldn't control anything, because we have to learn. We have to learn what it's like to be here first, and then participate. Because this is a very foreign place. This is a dark planet, as you know, and it's complete. Everything's alien here. Nothing here was created by you. If you live in the Western world, you've been molded into a system. You've been molded into a financial system. You actually think green pieces of paper with pyramids on them are not black magic, and they're all dark magic. You're being mind controlled. Every time you get on that iPhone, you're being mind controlled, because your reactions, that's how supple and powerful you are, is you'll believe what's on that machine. Anything on there will create another drama for you, another excitement. The past. That's what iPhones and or the engineering of the aliens created, is if you keep reacting to iPhones and keep reacting to smartphones and data, you are not proactively creating a life for yourself. And these are false belief systems that you keep re-indoctrinating if you keep looking at these machines. Now, how moronic, because I'm on a machine right now talking to you, but there's so many people on these machines, I had to make a choice one day and said, do I tell everybody that this, if I come from another dimension, another world, another frequency, and I claim to not, if I claim that I can see everything and everyone because I don't have the hindrances of DNA, it's quite a challenge now for me to spill the beans, be of service. How do I help? How do I love you so much? And we see which way I've done it. And that is how incredible it is to work with for the people.space and Asha to prove that I can see a lot. And so can the mermaid, because we're able to jump forward and backward in time. And it's not a fair statement either. We're just summarizing so that we can be of service. But what would you do if you were in my shoes? Is that an opportunity for a song? Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Are you sure?
It might be.
Try walking in my shoes, and you'll stumble in my footsteps. Make the same appointments I've made. Anyway, once you get killed a bunch here, so no one's going to, we know when I was working with Special Forces, Max Steele, he said, no one's going to believe you anyway, so you might as well just go for it. And so no one's going to believe that I was Tutankhamun. No one's going to believe that I was Yeshua, Emmanuel, Jesus. No one's going to believe that I was Osho, John Kennedy. No one's going to give it. No one cares. There's no way you can sell that story, because the propaganda against how light beings, that's all of you, come through your physical body and express yourself in a personality that isn't necessarily yours. Your personality is fun. It's super fun. And your identity is super fun, but it's not actually you. You're a peace energy. You've always been in perfect peace. And the minute you're not in perfect peace, you are you. You get to play in this body. Tell people what you are, what you're not, what you're supposed to do. And by the way, you better hurry up. you're late. You're always late when you're in a human body. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, not to mention identity has been, I mean, that was one of their biggest tools to make identity really just such a big deal. I am this body and this world is just humongous. And so that's the sort of perception they've given us, that we're in this huge, huge world. And these famous characters, people of the past, well, you know, present and now, that they're just, it's just it's a big trick with identity. So people think they're such a big deal, and that it would be crazy for you to say that you were in and out of those bodies and those important people. And it's not at all. It's like a tiny little dot in the universe, and we are, you know, down here, tiny little dots. And so if we're coming in to help balance the darkness and or eradicate it, obviously we're going to come in you know, important large roles to make a difference. It's so easy to fathom when you look at it that way, but the way we're, you know, we're brainwashed to think this world is all there is, and it's so huge, and so there's a big character name like Yeshua, you know, it would sound preposterous to most people to say, oh, my spirit was in that body, yeah, I was here helping out, obviously, you know. So they've just done such a good trick in every way with identity and making us think this world is so, so big. And how could you possibly, like as if it's a big deal when it's actually not a big deal at all. We are all around universes right now doing much bigger, grander things. Not to say this isn't important, but yeah. Just to put it in perspective, sometimes when people find that hard to grasp, it's really not that hard to grasp.
Right. So I think the what I'm getting at is the biggest trick here is omnipresence is within all of us. Mm-hmm. And so we're all time travels to some degree, and we're not relate. So if I was to narrow down the work I want to achieve while I'm with you, is to prove that manifestation and reincarnation are one and the same. And so we're jumping in and out of bodies continuously because there's no such thing as time. But you're duped by aliens that are getting you to believe in delineation of time and or timeline. So you actually believe that there's a calendar year, a minute. Yet. So I was in a business transaction this week, and I don't read emails, and I don't react to any emails or anything other than proactively looking at the future. So I only call people. I don't necessarily receive calls, as an example. So I only call you, and that's, and it's as arrogant as it sounds, I love you, that's why I call you. Well, everyone's reacting to the call, we could argue, but aren't we just creating? If I'm going to go forward and they're going to go back, I mean, so how do we proactively use our creative force? Now we're constantly going proactive and reactive to each other. It's very, very tricky. What I can prove now is if I get involved somehow, I can, regardless of timeline, if I can get involved, I can actually prove that we're creating another paradigm and another dimension. And I'm working hard to put the articulation of our linguistics to it, but we're so powerful now, all of us, that we have to take greater care. We have to really love what we're doing, or we're going to be on timelines that aliens are creating for you, especially around the monetary system. And so that's my short and sweet, tired of hearing me too, statement. But surely the mermaid's tired of me too, because she has to like hear it a lot. Does that make sense? Did that any of that make sense?
I think so.
Okay, fine. I'm not going to get any attaboys here. There was the other line item before I take. Hopefully, I get some calls in today. Self entertaining myself. There is one I wanted to tell you, if I profess to have been to other worlds and other universes, and I have, there's one planet, I won't tell you the name because you're unaware of it, and I don't want to create a belief systems in you, but there's a planet in your realm very close where the individuals, they play a game that's a lot like ice hockey, soccer combined. And it's kind of like indoor soccer, not quite like that, or indoor hockey. And the whole floor is made of gold. And the reason it's made of gold is because you can energize it. And this is just for entertainment purposes. So I can energize gold in a way in which you can make a binder, a connective force to the planet you're on. So you can almost, so if you don't have levitation capabilities, you would be able to levitate yet slide. So it's almost like an ice skating rink because it's slippery, but it's because the energetics of your body, because you're the electromagnetic etheric field of that planet works really well with the conductivity of in this case, gold, or this type of gold, I should say. It's almost a white gold. It's not quite yellow. It's like a white gold. Anyway, the games are played only based on defense. So you can't actually win the game by scoring. You win the game by stopping as many attempts at scoring. So it's vice versa to our sports. Anyway, these fields, we'll call them, what you're able to do, and this is a point how ridiculous money and bimetal products are. When you have that much gold, as you can imagine, it's fairly thick. It's probably, I guess in our measurement device, would be by 6 inches thick. And so all that gold, what it'll do, it is alive. And so you're alive, it's alive. And so it's an incredible experience to be on these fields because the harmonics that come through your body turn you back out of your physical body more into a crystalline body. So that's why it's so incredible to do that. And they, of course, in the Mayan system, Chichen Itza is an example. They try to duplicate that in several ways. And that's why you would win and then get to die so that you could, and that's the definition of Mayan, of course, is illusion. Anyway, I brought that together because it shows you how far apart we are from here and there, that maybe we should just make our roads gold. Maybe we should, like, on the Twilight Zone. The information I want to give you guys today is we can see everything. So when you go on forthepeople.space, when we bring conscious gateways here through Area 51, it's so vast, the knowledge you all have now. And that's why the computers were engineered to not give you any knowledge. If you just use your heart center, you can get the truth out of everything, like everything. No one can lie to you anymore. It's just brilliant.
The birds agree.
What kind of bird is that? How do you not know what, I mean?
A rare Amazon.
That's the Amazon Willy Willer. It's not the Willy Willer. It's the Blue Willy Willer. Yeah. At the risk of being arrogant, Flip, it's another show. All right, let me get to my notes here. I'm missing a few people I'm supposed to do shout outs for. Ireland, I don't think I saw your Ireland family. I did not see your land patent stuff. Please submit it again. Forgive me. What we're going to do is we're going to get you all tax-free on your land all over the globe. I'm going to do it. And I feel like right now, based on our meetings, this week, getting your identities first seems to be a little more efficient before you get your sovereignty. So at least in North America, Australia, Europe, Ireland, UK, seems to me we go ahead and use the system we've got and get you tax-free from the imperial injustice system, and then do sovereignty second. And I'm on the fence on that, but it looks like if I can get everybody their land using the system, it looks like it's a little faster than doing it the other way. I would prefer it to go the other way, would be an assessment now, and or most of the people that have asked me. But I think that would be the easiest way, is go ahead and keep our identities regardless of the slave numbers on your back. Well, that might be the fastest way to do it overnight. So keep your keep coming to us with your renewals, prescriptions, subscriptions, so I have the Rolodex. I just want to keep the Rolodex populated because there's so many resources in the Rolodex when you guys sign up for BBS Radio in this show.
So you're saying land patterning first and personal sovereignty come next?
Seems to me homesteading is paramount. Because we can break through financial systems. So anybody that owns land right now, I can get you tax free right now. That's easy. But you still are, as I've stated, defending your right to homestead and patent is the real game, because it's so easy to get out of the system with your land. And then the next step is to free yourself and be sovereign. So, you know, most of the people that are doing sovereignty systems for people, they're all getting attacked tremendously. And they're all, I mean, it's just so I'd say we do it the other way. And that's why I did bring up Walt Disney and the gang and the pedophile club. Hertz is in there, you know, all of them. Because what they did is they learned that the federal, so I'll just talk about North America, but this is pretty strong for most of the world. What these jokers did, you can use Microsoft, the puppeteers that control Microsoft. You can see Paul Allen. What they did is they realized where the most energetic places were in the world, and they took over those lands. But they wanted to do it and create and have a system that endorsed it. So originally, the United States Constitution allowed you to go and homestead 160 acres. Every human being in America was allowed 160 acres. You turned in your definitions, latitude, longitude, geographical description of your possession of land, with an identity, of course. And I'm not promoting that was the most light and or universal knowledge way to do it, but that is there for you. I'm not endorsing that this was the best way to participate on a planet. I'm just saying that's what's there for you. What was then subset created by Chase and the gang, forgive me, this is a lot of repetitive information. We've got a lot of newbies coming in here, so forgive me. What the Industrial Revolution did, Hudson Bay companies in there, Piermont Morgan, all those are all alien controlled humans. And they knew that we were going to grow. First of all, I have to displace a society that was living from a heart-based center. That's the Native Americans. So we're just using North America as an example. Once I can get the heart-based, spiritually based individuals displaced, teach them what guns are, liquor, and blankets. Once I can get them out of the way, I can make my true alien technology, which would be local government. So I need a taxation system to get the slaves subdued so that I can actually control them through the ascension cycle. So you're getting so strong now they have to figure out a way to come back around on the 2,000-year ascension cycle. And that's why you're going to see Christianity, the Bibles, getting picked up here, because it's all alien technology. All Bibles will be, most of Christianity will be all alien technology with good information filtered into
it. That's why it's getting strengthened at the moment. I've heard that through, like, I'm not connected to anything, but from what I've heard, word on the street is that like a lot of the religious stuff is really being pushed and in a new light, make it a bit trendy and new, but that's all part of it. Just we got to be under some sort of control. We couldn't possibly be free.
No, it can't be peaceful.
No, so you can't just be peaceful with yourself. You got to be following a rule book, of course.
There's got to be an outline to this.
And a higher power.
And you're late.
Yes.
You're always late. Indeed. Here. Time. Indeed. Yes. No, what time it is. What time is it? Is that why the rappers use that? What time is it? I am gonna do some rap music soon. I just have to figure out how to do it. It's very, very tricky. Very tricky. That was funny because why would they call it Run DMC?
Yeah,
no one's gonna catch that. No one's gonna catch that. All right. I'm cracking myself up today. What is fun about this now is when everyone gets free of financial tyranny, while for myself being in the middle of the RV, so I'm able to also get you the resources on top of it all. So finding me a safe place to do this is obviously paramount, and that's what we're working on now, is to make sure that we can be autonomous and still help you. And so that's, I'll tell you that is not that easy. So once you call out aliens are controlling the planet, I guarantee you your life changes quite a bit. Is that a fair statement, Mermaid?
No comment.
Okay. So you're in an alien controlled system here. My apologies. And I love you very much. So I had to err on the side. How would I help you if I know the secret of an indoctrination or propaganda? So now I'm propaganda now. I'm in a propaganda system playing with propaganda. And I'll take any of your phone calls when you want. And so I just, when I realized that getting the volume of light through a physical body here was the trick, and just because I have all and or strong portion of light in me, and we know how the creation of the universe works because we got our knowledge back, how would I support you? How would I help? And how would I, no one's going to believe me anyway, and the arrogance of my statements are even fantastic, because the propaganda against me for the last 2,000 years, 4,000 years, 6,000 years, 8,000 years, 10,000 years is still here. Nothing's changed. And to be murdered by aliens over and over again, why am I still alive now? And I'll tell you why. Because we give them hope. A lot of hope, because they want out of here. And so if you study for the people.space, I'm very flippant that's your new Bible. I'm kidding. It's just another opportunity to do true disclosure from your heart. You'll find the information. Take it or leave it. I love you. I love you. And I love you. And I can't wait to take a call today. What do you think, Mermaid? Do you think we should take some calls?
I think so. I love the calls.
Tired of hearing me, that's for sure.
Love hearing everybody.
All right, let's try it. Maybe there's someone from Sweden, commanding spirit back to body. How do you say pickled herring?
Hello, pickled herring. I don't know that word.
I'm good. It's one of my favorite foods is fish. So how can I help you today? My great love to you.
Hello, and you can hear me, right?
Very good. You sound Swedish.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. Hello, Q. Nice to hear you again.
Nice to hear you.
I have a question, if I understand the things right. We're doing the commands about, like, to bring back our spirit into the body that we learned is very important. And we also learned that we are scattered all over in many bodies, in like our spirits are scattered. Is that correct? Have I understood it correct?
Yeah. Forgive me for intruding. I want to answer your first question. Very prominent. Thank you for searching for knowledge. What the cloning process here, genetic cloning process here, they've duplicated the way our Merkaba maps itself back into physicality. So when you go pick the best of the worst, so you're Miss Sweden, right? Well, there's the delineation between your universal power, your etheric field and your intrinsic field, that gap in time, if you like, or space, the aliens have mastered how you're picking a body and getting you to pick multiple bodies out, but not in real time. So when you go make a decision and it's from the heart, you're actually in a different dimension here and or farther ahead than the other body that you're in the past and or the other dimension. So use dimensions as your definition for time now. So when I get heart-centered here, I'm going to gather more of my light and or dedication to a individual physicality. But when I'm in timelines and I keep in judgment and so forth, it's going to jump around a bit. I hope that helps.
So if I'm doing my work to command my spirit back to the body, how do I know it comes to just this body, or does another body of mine, so to say, do the same thing, trying to command back its spirit? How does that work? How can I get the spirit back to one body?
Right. So when I command my spirit to increase my life force energy out loud, what you're doing is you're getting that percentage of the light column that's coming into physicality here to be a primary focus point. So instead of multiple bodies, the horsepower of the light column that comes into physicality here is going to be dedicated to you individually. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes. But if another part of me, so to say, does the exact same thing, is it possible that that can happen?
No, that's exactly the opposite of what I just said. There is no other part of you segregated the more you bring and dedicate yourself to this reality, if you would grow. Okay. So for me, the reason the military implanted me so much, or the industrial terrorists in the U.S. military abducted me, is so that they could just package it so it wouldn't expand. They didn't want too many of me out there because they saw how it works. And of course, there's a lot of different agendas there. So when you do it, you're just like me. Everyone's the same here in their relationship to a light column. How much percentage you're using in an individual body is what I'm doing my best to explain. And the DNA that was constructed, an alien agenda, if we have the DNA restrictions removed, you wouldn't have to command your spirit to increase your life force energy.
But that's interesting. I think she's so... You could clarify more, I think, what she might be interested in also would be all the other bodies that we are in, and what about the light coming into all of them? I don't know if that was...
Right, so animating all these bodies. So so if you looked over the course of 2,000 years, for us, it's 1 minute. That's the difference. That's why time is such a trick to you all, because you can't see yourself in and out of time, but we can, and that's why we do these shows, to help you. So in 1 minute, how many people have you been is the true definition of reincarnation. You're multiple people, and you're remembering them. You're starting to, and it gets tricky now, doesn't it?
Thank you. Thank you, Mermaid. Nice to hear you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Miss Feeden.
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was reading the article the other week, the one that was called We Are Many, I think it's called, and it's about several things. I'm not going to say that, but there's a text about the 12 source frequencies, and I'm trying to understand, if it's possible, where do we connect to that? I mean, the 12 source frequencies came in, and how does it connect to us? How do we... I don't know how to rephrase this question, really.
All right, so we're all one, is what we're doing our best, but we initiated as a Merkaba, as one. And so we're doing our best to give you metrics, because all numerology is alien. But if we were going to give you a linear mm-hmm. description, that's how you came into the universe as a shape of a Merkaba that was multi-dimensional. And so each corner and or angle of the Merkaba could be described as a primary 12. That's how it worked. Hope that helps. Moving on.
And I'm waiting for the homesteading. I hope that will come soon. Yeah. Okay. That's true. Thank you so much.
We love you. Love you.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
All right. So, I had a conversation with somebody yesterday who I had a relationship for. She probably has a picture of me on her wall, but she doesn't even remember me. Well, the mermaid, the minute we talk to each other, we just know exactly who we are. So that's some of the heart center you get. So I'm talking to this person, has no clue who I am, thinks I'm an asshole, I'm a piece of crap, and doesn't even know that it was me talking to her. And it's not that I had a relationship with her, but she is a subset of the our light being. She's part of our family, so to speak. But they can't recognize me. They don't see me. They don't feel me. And so that's what you're going through. You're going to start feeling information now instead of seeing information, hearing information, reading information. You're going to know information. And so it's interesting story to talk to all these individuals that I have a relationship with in the past, so to speak, but they don't feel me. They don't feel, is that pretty fair with you?
Yeah, no, what do you mean? Just regular people?
Right. They don't see our true, our true essence. They only hear and feel. So you can use the realtor. You can use the realtor we were talking to. So they can't see. And that's who I'm talking about, is the real. They don't see us. We're just things to them. We're just garbage.
With their vision as well.
Yeah, they're just, we're just a thing to them, aren't we? Thing,
not feeling through the harmonic.
How would they not know who Ra was? How would they not know who you were? How would they not? They would not feel your energetics. Interesting, isn't it? All right, moving on. Christina from AZ. About calibration question. Sorry to keep everyone hanging. So chatty Kathy today. I'm so sorry. How much time do I got left? How much time? Oh, it's so much time. AZ, what's going on, Christina?
Hey, hello.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, Mermaid.
Hello.
Yeah. All right. It's not. I forget what you said. It was more around collaboration. Mm-hmm. with all the other callers. Like, I feel like when some of the people call in, I'm like, oh, I want to talk with them. I want to connect with them. And I just feel like you were talking about the harmonics and the transmission of the words and the energy and the enlightenment that you're giving with your shows that you're doing. I feel like we do that with each other. And I just have this urge and this desire, like, just to connect with people. And especially when they're of, you know, they're seeking and they just need a little encouragement. And we can be that for each other. So I wanted to offer that just, you know, for those who who have a hard time getting through to you because you're hard to get a hold of once a week. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to offer that support to the others.
Would you like to publish? And would you like to publish how to get a hold of you? Because I fully endorse how you work with people and the services you provide already. Do you want to promote how you help people?
Well, I just talk with them and connect with them. And what you were just talking about with the realtor, like they don't see us for who we are. It's because their perception is so limited by the whatever is going on in their head. And the way that I work with people is I see them, you know, I feel into what's going on with them. And I may not have all the answers, but just sitting and holding space with someone can really grow, not just them, but me as well. So it's, you know, it's just connecting. It's really just connecting and doing it authentically with no agenda, nothing. I don't know. It just feels like people are hungry and they're sick and tired of the way it's been. And people need that intimacy of the light. And so that's, I don't know how to say what I do other than what I just described, but I just had this urgent, like, oh, I need to offer this just last night to call in and offer that. Like, I think last week, it was either last week or the week before, Sarah from, I think it was New York, I'm like, oh, I just want to give her a big hug, you know, and just be there with her.
Yeah, we're made to collaborate together, I think, for sure. So we all pump each other up, and we just grow so much when we all collaborate and speak with each other. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I think it accelerates everyone's individual process when they get to speak with others on the same journey. Totally agree. I'd love to see more ways that we can come together. At this stage, it's electronically, it seems, but, well, I guess lots of people are doing groups in person as well, but it's just so.
Yeah, Lucia gave us an invite to the stuff in Costa Rica and stuff and Brazil or wherever it was, and forgive me if I forgot where it was, but yeah, I think that's the way to go. And that's why I'm so passionate about the land patenting and homesteading is now we got a real good tool there for that and we can share it. Why do we think we own land, by the way? How did we get that when we only live 5 minutes? So if you live 85 years, for us, it'd be like 5 minutes. Why do you suppose, if you don't mind me asking a question, how did we get duped into thinking we own some land or anything for that matter?
Ooh, I think it is a game that they like to play of hide and seek with the light. Like they are hiding the light within us and they distract with what we don't have when we have it all, you know, but they've tricked us that way because we're like, yeah, let's experience and play. And then all of a sudden, what do you mean I'm not good enough to own this or to even sleep here? And yeah, it's just it's an abusive game that we've been sucked into under terms that we didn't read all the terms or they were changed on us. And, you know, but I think it's just, you know, there's some commercial with some guy with a dollar at the end of the fishing rod. He's like, oh, you almost got it. And we just keep running and trying to catch it. And we're never going to catch it. And we never even wanted it in the first place. Mm-hmm. So,
exactly. Very good.
It's just trickery. Yeah,
thanks for calling in. I have your contact information and we'll get you aligned here. Coming soon. We're just going to put me in a new office here. And then I think I can get us some traction with the rest of there's probably, I bet you I'm up to 100 people just like you. They all want to collaborate and they want to be of service. And the momentum is picking up, as you can see. Thank you for your patience and thank you for your participation.
I love you both so much and keep doing what you're doing. And we're all growing. We're all growing. So thank
love you.
Lots of love to you too.
Love you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. 5 minutes. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Okay, okay, okay. I'm trying. Trying. All right, Dr. Let's see what Christina. Okay, Dr. Tom from California, putting together holistic hospitals worldwide. Woohoo! What do you got, Dr. Tom?
Hello there.
How are you doing?
Can you hear me? I'm
loud
and
clear.
Well, how about you?
Beautiful, beautiful day to you and a beautiful day.
It is. I'm very good friends with Billy and Jane, and I speak with Billy and probably once a week. And so I had a one-on-one with you a while back. Somehow the recording disappeared off of my computer. Can't find it anywhere.
Hey Tom, so. Get used to it. Get used to it.
Okay. Exactly. Exactly. But always enjoy meeting up with Billy. Sometimes we go to lunch and once in a while, and he tells me the stories about you characters. So it's always fun. Good stuff.
Well, it is interesting, fun. Area 51 was quite an experience, and we got some good work done. We got some good work done. Please, what's your question? We're running out of time. Forgive me.
Okay, my question is, I'm putting together holistic centers, where I call them hospitals because people are identifying with them. I'm using a geophilia architect and then locations because of the rise in water. So I'm looking at, Tahoe, Colorado, places like that. And then also the education. My question is, will we be able to use broad range replicators to make our med beds and celestial beds and those type of things?
Yeah, great question. I'll get a hold of, I'm working hard to get a hold of Billy right now. Can I make an appointment with you through Billy?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically what you're going to see here, the evolution you're going through. So the more and more you turn into a crystalline body or more spirit, you use the words you like there, but as you do that, you're going to kneel more with the natural conditions of your planet. So if you do look at the hollow earth or middle earth, people do it, they're going to combine the light energy from the source and or the electromagnetic etheric field. So water is going to be a great tool for you here because the planetary system is changing too. So I would suggest everyone heal with water initially from its pure source and then start sorting where you might need other minerals and so forth, because you are just an amoeba, as you know. I'm on the fence on the technology around healing beds because I have yet to see one that's crystalline based and or aquatically based. And so I think you're going to see it, or light based, so harmonics, sound, true healing beds. I've yet to see any of those yet. I have seen them in behind doors here. Industrial military complex does have them, things like that. Underground, there's a bunch of them. Doesn't look like we're getting them distributed to us, does it, Tom?
No, not lately. I haven't seen.
And why would you? Why would you charge if you wanted to heal someone? Why would you charge for it with green pieces of paper, with pyramids on it that have black magic and connotations in them to kill and create death? You have to charge. You have to charge to be healed. Apparently, is that correct?
No, we're not charging. There's no money involved.
That's the whole point. So Tom wouldn't do it, but I think Kaiser Permanente would.
Of course they would. And then my last question is, I'm I have a private group that I'm with the RV, and I'm being told that we're getting ready. Should we be happy that we're getting close?
So I'm going to make an appointment with Billy, and I'll give you that information, okay? And that's why I'm getting a hold of Billy, okay? And okay. I can definitely tell you I'm definitely ready, and I'm ready to go. And I just need everyone to keep calling in to me. I need phone numbers, contact information. I need to really keep my Rolodex going. I'm running out of time. Sorry, BBS Radio. Thank you, Tom. I'll make an appointment with Billy. Sorry for the other callers, Oklahoma, New Zealand, Ireland. Please keep calling on me. Please keep calling me. Thank you, Tom. Beautiful day to you, everyone. Beautiful day to everyone.
Bye, everyone. Lots of love.
Thank you.